This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Martin.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. This story is just downright despicable.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it is harder to get lower than this. The Miami Herald reporting, as a middle-aged Coral Gables attorney dressed sharply in a red suit jacket, skirt and black sling back heels, Elizabeth Ritter stood out among the throng of protesters on November 20th, 2003. And I have actually seen the video that this is in reference to. I'll tell you more here in a moment.
Okay.
Frustrated that she couldn't do business because the Miami-Dade County Courthouse was shut down that week during the Free Trade Area of the Americas Summit, she hastily made a sign that read, "Fear Totalitarianism," and decided to stand with the protesters.
Okay.
Good for her.
The sign, however, became her shield against a barrage of rubber bullets fired at her by a legion of Broward County Sheriff's deputies in riot gear.
Oh, my.
And in an image captured by a videographer, she is shot in the head as she cowers in the street. And now another
video. How far?
I don't recall. I don't have the video up in front of me. It's been a little while since I've seen it. But as I recall, in the video, she's standing there in the street as the crowd is sort of moving away and the cops are just firing on the crowd, and she is there out in front. So she took some of the bullets, or the rubber bullets, if you will. And now another video recently released raises questions about the degree to which police, specifically Broward Sheriff's deputies, were encouraged and even praised for using force against Ms. Ritter and other protesters. In the video, recorded by the Broward County Sheriff's Office themselves...
You know, there isn't another police department in the state of Florida that has the reputation of the BSO.
You mean as far as the negative reputation?
Yeah. There's no police department that has the reputation the Broward Sheriff's Office has.
Okay, well, they're also dealing with a very large area, so therefore there's more... Bigger police agency means more corruption and just badder cops in general.
It's not the excuse. The Dade County cops don't have that reputation. They're not as hard butts as the BSO is.
Hmm. Well, I don't know much about their reputation.
And Tampa's as big, Hillsborough County is as big of an area as Fort Lauderdale is. I don't see why.
I wonder why they would attract the worst of the worst. That doesn't make much sense. Maybe it's just they have a reputation.
Particular leadership.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, if you get a particularly, gung-ho type guy in charge, then he's going to attract to him the gung-hoest of people.
Makes
and then
sense.
They're going to create a gung-ho organization.
Fair enough. Well, in the video, there's two videos here. There's the original video recorded by a videographer in the protest of the woman being shot. Then there's this video recorded by the sheriff's office themselves on November 21st, which is the day after the event. A BSO top commander gushes over shooting the protesters. Another officer refers to them as scurrying cockroaches. I'm going to get into some quotes that are going to give you a great idea for what the police think about protesters, which is essentially friends and family members of you and I, people who are just regular people in America. It's more of this us and them mentality that so many police have. They're the citizens and we're the cops.
I'm not sure they entirely feel that it's the citizens. Like there's a group of citizens they feel they're in charge of protecting,
but
And you can move from that group into the other group, the group of people that are
cockroaches.
The enemies. And, you know, those enemies are just the enemies at any given time. They're told, you know, these people are your enemies.
Right.
Okay, they're my enemies. I must crush them. And that's how it is. So the protesters became the enemies instead of American citizens whose rights you're supposed to be protecting.
Exactly.
One of those rights is the right, the freedom of assembly.
To assemble peacefully, and I don't see anything wrong in what they were doing.
Yeah, the cops, they're annoyed by it, at least. Viewing the video, let's see. Oh, and when it comes to the lady in the red dress, said a sergeant on the video referring to Ritter, eliciting hoots and laughter, quote, "I don't know who hit her, but it went right through the sign and hit her smack dab in the middle of the head."
Listen to him. I mean, my God, they're making this mock. I mean, they're just laughing about it, and...
There's more people with rubber bullets.
It's great.
These are the people that we pay, our tax dollars pays their paychecks.
viewing the, and we're supposed to bow down and kiss their boots and
exactly.
act as though that they're so special and great, when in fact they're just petty tyrants, in my opinion.
More like they want us to lick their boots.
Viewing the video for the first time last month, Ritter was incensed. Until now, she had no plans to sue, even though a long list of people, labor union workers, a filmmaker, protesters, and a local reporter, had filed complaints and lawsuits alleging the agencies in charge of crowd control, Miami Police, Miami-Dade, and BSO, used excessive force and made false arrests. About 220 people were arrested during this Free Trade of the Americas protest, the majority of them for minor offenses such as obstructing sidewalks, according
what?
To the state attorney's office. They have dropped charges in nearly half of those 220 cases, which means that they have no evidence. They just arrested the people to get them out of the road.
Right.
Exactly. They knew what they were doing.
So far, 57 people have been convicted. The Miami Civilian Investigative Panel, a voter-created board that vets complaints against the Miami police, looked into 20 allegations of police misconduct. Six of those complaints have become lawsuits backed by the ACLU. Last week, the panel issued a report criticizing police for profiling and unlawfully searching protesters, but announced that it had found no evidence of excessive force. On one of the final days of the summit, meant to hash out a trade agreement among 34 Western nations, Ritter had accepted a friend's invitation to attend a law lecture at the Bayfront Park. While leaders from 34 countries negotiated inside Miami's one of their hotels, TV news showed hundreds of police in riot gear facing protesters, many college age, who thought a trade pact would hurt developing countries. But it wasn't trade issues that brought Ritter and her friends to the downtown area that day. The attorney thought it was overkill that the police had all but shut down the city. She said, "My city, my hometown, was becoming a police state." A videographer captured what happened next, showing Ritter walking alone in front of a line of BSO deputies on Northeast 3rd Street. As the deputies advance, Ritter turns around to face them and raises her sign. A barrage of projectiles is fired. She kneels, holding her sign above her head as a shield. Ritter is shot 5 times.
God.
In her legs, upper body, and shoulder. And when she kneels on the ground, the sign above her head, a projectile rips through it and strikes her in the head. Hard rubber projectiles typically leave welts and bruises, but at a close range can pierce the skin or rarely even kill.
But usually it's like a concussion or something like that. I mean, through the eye or some awful, you know, pops out your eye.
It hit her in the head. That wouldn't have been good if it had been, you know, another inch or two away.
No, you could actually, just take somebody's eye out with those things. And they're not nice, and I can't, what are they thinking about whipping these things out on protesters? I mean, what's really going on out there that's so terrible?
And was there any warning given? I mean, they just advanced on these people with no warning.
And she was out front. She was alone, away from most of the crowd. So they focused their fire on her.
Yeah, she's dangerous. She's by herself.
It's crazy. She says, "I turned around and said, 'Why did you hit me?'" says Ritter. "Is a woman in a business suit a threat? But then I thought, that must have been a mistake. A police officer isn't going to shoot me on purpose." Ritter walked around downtown in a daze, finally getting a ride home. She wasn't even arrested. They just shot her up. Although her head and body were bruised and she was upset, she decided not to make an issue of what happened. Then the BSO videotape emerged. The tape, recorded for training purposes, shows Major John Brooks, then a captain, addressing dozens of deputies in an outdoor BSO tent. "How about yesterday, huh? I would go to war with everyone here," Brooks says, complimenting the officers for their work during the protests. Brooks continues, "I went home. I couldn't sleep. I was just so pumped up about how good you guys were. Nobody broke ranks. You're the best I've ever been with."
Oh, yeah, the best he's ever been with.
War. They're going to war with the citizens.
He said, "I would go to war with everyone."
That's what
he means.
Well,
that's what he's doing.
That's what he's talking about.
I don't know if that's... He's saying he'd go to war with them. And, like, he trusts them. He thinks they're good, that sort of thing.
But, I mean, do you understand the mentality?
They do believe it is a war. Yes, of course.
It's a war against people that disagree with them.
Well, then, Sergeant Michael Kalman, a BSO counterterrorism unit officer, addresses the room next. A voice off camera says, "What about the lady behind the sign? We have intel on her?" The officers laugh. Kalman smiles and says, "The good news about being able to watch you guys live on TV is that lady with the red dress, I don't know who got her, but it went right through the sign and hit her smack dab in the middle of the head." He raises his forefinger and zooms it toward his forehead as he says that. "Hit her in the middle of the head!" And zoom! Finger
great.
Towards the head. All the cops laugh. Another cop off camera asks, "Did I get a piece of her red dress?" They just think it's
right.
They just think it's a blast shooting you people. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Shooting us.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carry or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And get interactive on our wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Everything there, the over 750 pages that you'll find within the wiki, have been created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in and modify virtually anything that you see. You can add to it virtually as much as you want.
Yeah, it's It's like a user editable website within our website.
That's precisely what it is. Great way to describe it at wiki.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a really disturbing story out of Miami, the Miami-Dade area. The Broward County Sheriff's Office, a videotape surfaced. There are two videos that we're discussing here. The first one is from a protest at the Free Trade of the Americas, which is some sort of conference, worldwide conference that was going on. A woman, an attorney named Elizabeth Ritter was there. She happened to be downtown that day for her business purposes, and the court was closed.
Attorneys do go downtown.
Right. The court was closed, so she made up a sign and she joined the protest. She had the courage to stand out in front of said protest, to the point of where she was somewhat distanced from the other protesters. As a line of black military-looking police officers started to advance, they shot her five times with rubber bullets as she sort of cowered down in front of the police. They shot her and she began to cower down, and they then continued to shoot at her, one of the rubber bullets piercing the sign she was holding in front of herself for protection and hitting her straight in the head. Then a second video comes out from the police officers themselves in a training session, them recording their own training session, where one officer is Major John Brooks, who is bragging about how about yesterday, I'd go to war with everyone here. I went home, I couldn't sleep, I was just so pumped up about how good you guys were. These guys, that's what they love. They love getting pumped up. They love the adrenaline rush of cracking heads. They love busting into people's homes, arresting people, throwing them to the ground, shooting an unarmed businesswoman in the streets of Miami. They love it. And they laughed about it, too, because then one guy said, well, what about the lady behind the sign? Do we have intel on her? Officers laughed. One of the other officers smiles and says, the good news about being able to watch you guys live on TV is that lady with the red dress, I don't know who got her, but it went right through the sign and hit her smack dab in the middle of the head. And then he raises his finger and zooms it toward his forehead, like, shoop! And all the cops laugh.
Well,
and they just love it. Laugh it up. Because this is so perfect. This story is so perfect about pointing out this us versus them mentality that the police have. And it's sick, it's disgusting, and despicable.
Well, I'm not sure that I'm ready to paint every police officer with that particular brush.
The ones that are in the riot gear.
I would say that the ones in the riot gear are a step closer to the gung-ho, we'll do anything that we're told mentality, as long as we get to mess somebody up in the process.
Yeah.
We'll take out those perps, whoever they might be. But, I think that there's cops that distance themselves from that kind of thought process and are more concerned about
One of the cops that's distancing himself, Major John Brooks, the guy that I was quoting earlier. According to Vic Walter from ABC News, the Broward County, Florida Sheriff's Office has now apologized for its deputies who laughed and celebrated the shooting of unarmed protesters with rubber bullets. Quote, what we're trying to do today is apologize for those remarks that were made during a briefing of our people.
We want to cover our butts.
And they were inappropriate. This is the same guy that was
that made the comment
saying that he was pumped up. Videos made by police photographers, then they recount the situation. So that's all that she's getting at this point. She's
just
getting
an apology. And that's it. They hit her five times.
Well, an apology will be great for her if she files a particular case. I mean, the apologies, what else is she supposed to get from the police department? Are they supposed to just write her a check?
That'd be nice.
That would be nice, yeah.
That's not how it's done.
Of course not.
You apologize, then they you sort of negotiate on the check and that kind of thing.
There's no check. There's not going to be a check.
There is if she wants one.
Depends.
She's gotten the apologies.
She's an attorney.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, you're on the Amplifier line. What's on your mind?
I just want to kind of follow up, on this story here. I used to work in a gun shop, and now I work at a police equipment supply company. And so I guess, I talk with a lot of cops on a daily basis. I work with some of them, and so, I'm kind of privy to a lot of their private conversations.
Right.
This whole thing just really sort of reminded me about, the stories that I heard about, some of these police officers, coming back from, Vietnam, and, pretty much beating up on protesters. And, they loved it, and they still do. Because there's nothing that anybody can do about it.
They just get away with it. And all they have to do at worst is apologize. And, Mark, if the woman does get a check, it's not coming out of their paycheck.
It's not, absolutely.
It's not coming out of the triggerman's paychecks.
No.
Well, the only reason they're going to apologize is because somebody higher up is going to try and save face, and they're going to make them apologize.
Yep.
Because they really do enjoy it. They have a lot of fun. Because, you
they're
know,
on this, they're
they
on this tape laughing it up. They're laughing about it, Bill. Not
oh,
only
sure.
do they think it's fun, but they think it's funny to shoot innocent people.
You don't have to tell me. I sat there and listened to stories about them beating people, macing people.
Oh, my
goodness. You know, when they finally rounded them up and they had to, you know, kind of, you know, guard the little prison camp that they had. You know, they peed in the lemonade that they were serving the protesters to keep cool.
Hmm. Oh, my God.
This was back
That's
in
Vietnam
time?
Yeah. You know, this was back in the 60s, but, you know, people were sharing the same sorts of stories, you know, modern day. It was modern day cop talking to an older guy who was in Vietnam, and it was the same thing. It was just, you know, 30 or 40 years, you know, later, same
wow.
kind of thing happens. You know, I've got catalog after catalog of, you know, the kind of equipment that they've got in order to, you know, break into your house with, you know, all of these crowbars and hammers and stuff like that. You know, the companies that manufacture this kind of thing, you know, make DVDs and
so these
you know,
cops. So these cops are sort of recalling these sort of these events as though they're glorification of what they do. They just are recalling them fondly. They have memories.
Oh, absolutely.
They have fond
There's
memories.
There's no question
of cracking
in their
heads.
Mind that they are right and you are scum.
Cockroaches, as one of the police officers described, scurrying cockroaches.
Oh, yes. Basically, they thought that these people were the utter filth of humanity. You know, and you said that they were military-looking police. I would probably say more accurately that they are military.
What
they
do you
are
mean?
The standing army of the United States is the police of, you know, everywhere.
True enough. They can be called to do pretty much anything
yeah.
by local
Well, I mean, you know, they've got guns. They've got all of this military equipment. They've pretty much got, you know, all of, you know, the same things that the military has. If it looks like a pig, it squeals like a pig, and it tastes like a pig after you kill it and eat it.
How can you stand this job that you have, Bill? I mean, you said you're working at a police supply company. If you've got this sort of attitude about the cops, are you, I mean, how can you stand working with them?
Well, because, you know, I get to educate a lot of them. I get to engage them in conversations. I get to find out things like this.
Right.
You know, as you were saying to somebody else, you know, the other night, it's nice to have people on the inside.
Well, let us know if you hear anything new, man. Thanks for the call. We definitely appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
It's scary.
It really is. And it's getting worse. The more laws that are passed, the more restrictions that are placed upon us, the more free speech zones that the government creates for us to hold our signs in, the worse it's getting. The bigger the police state becomes, the bigger the divide between us and them becomes. And we've got yet another example of police brutality on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tom's transportation made him tired and torrid, but then he had a shady idea. When I come back, I'll tell you the tales of the light and dark side of tinting your vehicle's windows. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Okay, Tom, before you decide to go to the dark side or stay in the light, consider these pros and cons of tinting your vehicle's windows. Pros: filtering about 80% of solar heat, tinted windows can improve AC performance. 2. Since 95% of UV rays can also be blocked, you'll enjoy a reduction in glare and less eye strain. And 3. Tinting makes it more difficult for someone to see your vehicle's contents, which is a pro when it comes to thwarting thieves, but a con for police officers in scoping out what's inside cars and identifying hit-and-run drivers. And Tom, since tinting is an option regulated by the state, check laws before going to the dark side. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Martin.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where we've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can go and download it for free. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you for their archives. We give it away. In fact, an entire year's worth of them right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about this story from the Miami area about a woman named Elizabeth Ritter who had the courage to stand with protesters on a day that she hadn't even intended on being in a protest.
Mm-hmm.
She just happened to not be able to get into the courthouse that day. It was during, there was some sort of trade agreement thing going on in downtown Miami. They'd shut down all of the city municipal buildings as a result. And so she just went and joined the protest, hastily made herself a sign, and began to be shot by the police department, who, just watched the video.
We just watched the video. And she's dressed in, like an attorney would be dressed, she's in a business suit.
Yes.
She is being shot from what looks to be at least 30 yards away.
At one point, they're just firing
volleys at these people who aren't doing anything. They're kind of milling around getting shot by rubber bullets. I mean, I don't see any rocks. I don't see any Molotov cocktails. I don't see any pitchforks, no torches. I mean, they're not rolling cars over. They're not smashing windows.
And
these people are just protesting.
Right.
Peacefully.
Yes, they were. So it seems. The cops are claiming they were having chunks of stuff thrown at them, in which case, identify who's doing the throwing and zero in on that individual.
That's what I'd say, too, if I'd shot a bunch of unarmed people.
Wait a minute. Right. I saw people in that video running
away. Clearly, the people in this video were unarmed. What you had is a situation where there's a line of police all on one. And I'm going to post a link to this video so you can see it yourself at bbs.freetalklive.com here in a little bit. But you've got an entire line of police officers just covering up one end of a street. You're at an intersection. They're on one side of the intersection, just covering the entire side of that street. The protesters are on the opposite side of the intersection, and rubber bullets are just flying over at the protesters.
And they're not actually even in the road. It's not like they're obstructing
traffic. Some of them were in the road.
Well, the majority
of them... The police were in the road.
Yes. But the majority of the protesters were on this were on the sidewalk at the time.
It's so enraging. Now, I understand that video can be shot from a perspective, but I just can't see how one would skew it to the point that it would deviate so far that they would be telling such a lie. I mean,
no.
The fact is the cops were shooting people that appeared to be completely unarmed.
Why were they doing it? Because they can.
Really?
Because you've got an entire line of police. There's no way to identify who's doing the shooting. It's not like it's a gun to where it's very loud. It's rubber bullets, so it's just pop, 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 kind of like a paintball gun sound. You've got a line of cops who are just volleying rubber bullets into a crowd. You don't know who shot who.
Yep.
All you do is, as a police, as we were talking about, the cops love this adrenaline rush that they get from cracking heads and hurting people. So here's their opportunity to shoot a bunch of unarmed civilians in the streets and have no repercussions whatsoever come from it.
You know,
one man was bleeding from his eye
right.
at the end of this.
You know, and it's completely designed to squash our First Amendment right to peaceably assemble. Completely designed that way because...
Sure.
If you say you're
well, first the first part of squashing it is the permit. If you don't even get your permit.
Then there's all kinds of rules. But
right.
But say for a second you say I'm not taking this anymore. You run out to your car. You get your happen to have a weapon in the car. You're going to go and you know take out some cops. So say you intend to do something like that.
Okay.
Who's going to win that?
The cops
are going to shoot you down, and it's going to look like the protesters were a bunch of violent people.
Correct.
So the cops will look vindicated, and that's the top cops will look vindicated. The bottom cops, you know, a few of them go, don't go home to their wives and children.
Yeah.
And so there's some sad wives and children, but who cares? They're the foot soldiers in taking over America.
Yeah.
What you have, I mean, there's a no-win situation for peaceably assemble here. No win.
None whatsoever.
I mean, the only way you can win is take the rubber bullets, run away, and then hope that you have a situation here like we do with this video where you can just jam it down their throats.
But even this video is doing nothing. I mean, they've apologized.
Well, an apology is a good
start. It's a start.
It's the point at the tip of the spear that you can drive it home with, man.
Yep.
I mean, you can really take this lawsuit a long, long way.
The cops have been sued many times before, and usually the worst that happens is the cops who are involved in whatever the infraction or offense was are demoted for a little while and shuffled around the department.
That's because people
very
don't take
little
it far
enough. Right, like you were saying, you said during the break, and I think it was a great comment, you said that it's quite a compliment to the protesters. It says something about Americans and their level of civility that when they were being shot by the police, they weren't responding with equal force. The protesters were not throwing bottles back. The protesters weren't throwing rocks or Molotov
mm-hmm.
cocktails. They just took the bullets.
I mean, if this was happening in some other country, I mean, you can just imagine it'd be chaos and streaks.
Of course it would. And the most that these protesters said was, why are you shooting at me? Why are you doing that? I mean, there was no violence at all.
At the beginning of the video, she was not as far as she was in the end of the video. She was maybe 20 feet away from the cops. And they shot her in the back of the leg as she was walking away. She turned around and said, which one of you just shot me? And then she said, you shot a businesswoman in the back as I was walking away? She's talking to the cops, essentially scolding them for this.
And she has every right to do that.
They shot her again.
And they shoot her again.
Four more times.
Yeah.
Four more times.
In the head.
As well as several other people.
As she was hunched down.
Yep.
I mean, they shot her in the head while she was hunched down.
She's
right?
hiding.
Smack dab in the middle of the forehead. It's difficult for me to imagine that their bullet went astray and they hit her right in the middle of the forehead.
Mm-hmm. No. We're talking about police officers that are trained. They know where to shoot. And for them to even shoot her as she's hiding behind a sign, cowering behind a sign, a paper sign, they know that those rubber bullets are going to do damage anyway. And
also,
they still took aim at her and shot.
At one point in the video, it doesn't have anything to do with this particular woman, but the videographer who was there caught some footage of some bike cops. And
oh, yeah.
These bike cops were just cursing this guy out.
Yeah.
were just... The bike cop flipped him off a couple of times and said F you to him. Now look, I've been in the customer service business before, and these people are supposed to be your, not only are they supposed to be your customers, but they're actually supposed to be your bosses. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to work, at least. They're supposed to be servants, right? The whole protect and serve thing.
Right.
If a servant talks to me that way, F you, and gives me the bird, I'm going to have a serious problem with that.
Yeah, I'm going to fire him.
These guys can get away with it. They get away with it with impunity. It's no big deal.
I guarantee you nothing happened to that police officer. Even though it's on videotape, nothing's going to happen to him. All they're doing at the most here, as you said, Ian, is offering apologies.
They'll make excuses. Things were heated that day, and while the officer, Officer Jim, he was a little bit upset, and he just was a little out of line. We're sorry.
Well, if it was a Kmart employee or something like that, I'm pretty sure you've got to go.
You're out within moments after the manager finds out about that.
And what else can you do?
Keep your uniform. Get out. 800-259-9231. Well, Melissa, I believe you have a story in regards to police being out of control. What do you got?
Absolutely. I have a story here from out of Fort Worth, Texas, where a 51-year-old woman suffered injuries. She had an injured elbow, two broken teeth, and bruises on her shoulder and face in a scuffle that took place on Monday with a Fort Worth police officer who was at her home to check on her niece's welfare. According to this article...
Now, the police officer was also in her 50s, right? It was two women in their 50s brawling with one another.
This is interesting.
No. This is not someone in their 50s.
Okay.
This is a police officer who's basically, this woman says, used excessive force, which I would agree with, while they were trying to question her niece alone. Perlman is the young lady the older woman who was attacked here, and she was arrested and accused of interfering with the police investigation and resisting arrest. This is a 50-year-old woman, okay? The officer apparently was answering a call about O'Donnell, who's 18, it's her niece, who'd been staying with Perlman for 7 weeks while her parents go through a divorce.
Okay.
The department has taken no disciplinary action against McCluskey, who was the police officer at the time. According to the spokesman, the officer was trying to decide whether someone in that home was there at their will. The officer felt the person arrested got more involved than they needed to be, and there was some resistance. Of course, according to the reports, the father had called and said that this young girl was being kept in a closet without food, so that's why the police were there in the first place. But
was she being kept in a closet without food?
No, she wasn't.
So I want to hear the details on what actually occurred. We've got the police going to investigate a situation where a child was allegedly being kept in the closet. Somehow it escalated. We'll find out more coming up. Free time.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today.
for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. And you know, if you got a good cop story, you can tell it to us. I do like a good cop story now and then. They do exist.
But how often do we hear them?
Not often enough. And there's so many bad cop stories. I mean, we can fill more time than we do with them.
You know, it seems to me that it's sort of a gang mentality. I don't generally hear the large group of cops good cop story.
You know what I mean? Oh, when there's more than one around?
Not just more than one, but when there's five or more, that's when it seems to really get ugly.
It can also be pretty ugly when it's one cop by himself and you, and there's no one else around to see him do what he's doing.
It's
true. Ugly then, too. 800-259-9231, if you want to share your story or bring up whatever's on your mind, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our store. It is in effect as we speak. It's in a pre-order phase. So if you've been waiting to get your hands on some Free Talk Live shirts and hats and cool stuff like that, then you should go check out our Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com. Again, store.freetalklive.com. We've already got people sending us self-addressed stamped envelopes for the upcoming Free Talk Live bumper sticker. You'll learn about how you can get over 7% discount on the items in the store right now during the pre-order phase at store.freetalklive.com. All right, Melissa, so as I understand it, your story out of Texas, you got a situation with a 51-year-old woman.
That's correct.
Taking care of her 18-year-old, is it granddaughter or niece?
Niece. It's her niece.
Okay. 18-year-old niece as whatever's going on with her parents. And apparently there was a report that came into the police that someone was being kept in a closet.
Yes, so, that this 18-year-old child was being kept in a closet without food.
So right. That's hard to do. I mean, it's hard to get it. I can understand getting an 8-year-old in a closet. It's hard to get an 18-year-old into a closet.
It does. It seems like it would be difficult.
Yes, and this is also, keep in mind, this is the father calling the police department, and
right,
the mother and father are going through a divorce. The mother took the niece, or took their daughter to her aunt or her sister's house or whatever. The niece has been staying there with the aunt, and the situation just kind of escalated from there. According to police reports, the young lady's father, Daniel, called Fort Worth police, alleging that Perlman was keeping his daughter in a closet without food. Daniel O'Donnell had made numerous calls.
Perlman is the 51-year-old woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Daniel O'Donnell had made numerous calls to the police department and to Perlman's home. An officer, not the officer that happened to show up on this particular day, went to the house on Sunday and found that Allison O'Donnell, the 18-year-old, was just fine.
Not locked in the closet.
Not locked right. in the closet. Nothing going on.
Not 87
However,
pounds.
The next day, the father called the Fort Worth Police Department again, and this time, McCluskey, the officer on duty at the time, was called out to the house about 10 a.m. When he arrived,
so they
no
don't
one
have
home.
Some kind of tracking software that says, "Hey, we were just called out there 12 hours ago."
That's what you would think.
They
for
do
a
have
claim
ways to take notes
that
I'm
they
sure.
have. That they have. Well, I mean, I'm just wondering: did they have the software, or are they not using it?
I don't
it?
Know.
I mean,
apparently,
it
wasn't being
to me,
reported. In
as
time.
A police officer, I should know this information.
Right.
I should be provided with this information that 12 hours ago somebody was called out for the very same thing. They went out there. The girl was eating popcorn and watching television.
Right.
Now, granted that this, I will give them this much. Yes, for Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, it's a large police department. They do have quite a bit going on there. And
look, if you're going to
but
use...
But it's simple. It's just a simple matter of putting the information in their system. I can't
that's
understand.
Something that you can't expect bureaucrats to always cover all their bases on. I mean, they're lazy. They're shiftless. It's unlikely for them to do everything they're
they have
to
no
do.
Profit motive for doing it.
No.
They have no good reason for doing it. And all right, go on with
so,
the story.
Apparently, this officer went back out. No one was home. He left a note at the residence, and they called him when they returned to the home.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, according to the officer, he was ordered by a supervisor to speak with the 18-year-old alone. And he asked to speak with her privately. However, the aunt said that she refused because her niece has the mental capacity of a 9-year-old and she's afraid of the police officers and can't make decisions on her own. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on, why the father, if this is really accurate that this 18-year-old has a mental disability.
Well, to be clear, the 18-year-old has the choice whether they want to speak with the cops
That's
alone
true.
Or not.
She's 18.
So she
she's
can
18.
Say, no. And she's sort of the ward of these people, and you can say no. If I mean, you know, when it comes to the, you know, your ward.
But the officer has orders.
I don't
That's
care.
Right.
What
he has orders
has.
To speak to her alone.
Well,
so what happened?
Well, the older woman, the 51-year-old, said, "I told him he could speak with her on my property and in my sight. However, she didn't want them to speak alone. When the officer tried to lead the 18-year-old away, Perlman, the 51-year-old, said she was afraid he would take her and leave. The officer warned her that she was interfering with the police investigation and told her to step back. The 51-year-old woman then tried to dial 911. However, the officer pushed her against her vehicle in her driveway, and she dropped the phone. He slammed me to the pavement, Perlman said. I have 6 discs out of place because he jumped on me. In the officer's report, he said he forced her to the ground and handcuffed her after she threatened to kill him, cursed at him, and resisted as he tried to subdue her.
As it frequently ends up being, it's a he said, she said situation. There's no video footage of this.
Things do get heated.
Now, this older woman was 51. She was in custody for about 12 hours. She was released, $1,750 bail. But she said she was denied medical treatment while she was at the jail, and she actually had to have a friend of hers take her to the medical center because they denied her medical treatment. She was diagnosed with a back sprain, a neck sprain, arm and leg bruises, and a minor head injury, according to the emergency room discharge instructions.
This is a difficult one to call. There's no evidence when it comes to it. What if she did attack the officer and threatened to kill him, and she's spewing forth all kinds of epithets while she comes at him? I mean, I'd put her on the ground, too.
But
did the officer claim he was attacked? He said that she threatened to kill him.
He claimed in his report that she was yelling obscenities at him and threatened to kill him. Not anywhere does it say that she came towards him in a threatening way, had a weapon,
well,
completely unarmed.
I will always side with the victim in this case, with the individual, unless there's anyone else around that can say to the contrary. I will not take the police's side. I just don't trust them. And it's... And I'm sorry if I'm jaded and cynical on this, but it's because I've seen case after case after case of the police acting in an untrustworthy, slimeball manner.
Well, there's case after case of police being attacked by... I mean, that's really the issue, is the police are jaded for a reason. I mean, they work in crime. Should they be better than that? Yes. That's what we want from our police. But it's difficult.
What I can't understand is why, first of all, she wouldn't be allowed to make a phone call. Now, of course, we're going strictly off what she's saying.
Right, that's the end.
Okay.
That's her end of it.
But... You know, she has every right to make that phone call if she was calling 911 regardless.
Does it say anything about the 18-year-old? I mean, as far as...
No.
I understand she has a mental capacity of a 9-year-old, but if she was there, wouldn't she be able to deny or corroborate certain parts of the story?
I don't think you can really listen to much. I don't think that it's what's of much value.
Okay.
Why? Because she's a family member?
Because she's the
mental... Or because of the mental...
I mean,
disability.
She's mentally disabled, and who knows what her grasp of truth is.
But if she's mentally disabled, then she cannot legally make her own decision. She can't decide whether to talk to the police or not, because she obviously has a legal guardian if she's mentally disabled.
And wouldn't a mentally disabled person be able to at least discern whether or not Auntie, whatever her name was, attacked the police officer first, or the police officer smashed her phone first?
I don't know if I think I don't know if I believe that.
Well, there's no way to find...
It's really difficult in these circumstances. And, you know, it's a good indicator as to why you should have cameras going whenever you deal with
but
the police.
As we know, people can actually be arrested, or actually their evidence can be thrown out. I mean, we've had stories before with instances where people have videotaped the police and
that's
they've been attacked in their own home.
That's right.
I mean,
so what do you do? How do you protect yourself?
And the cops have they don't have any video recording on this because they only record traffic stops.
Well,
they don't record things like this.
If you've got a video camera around and there's a cop coming to interview you, you can let that cop know, if you're interested in even talking to him without a lawyer, which I don't recommend, but let him know that you'll be happy to talk with him as long as he'll accept it all being videotaped. And if he doesn't like that, then he can go away.
But whatever happened to police investigating? I mean, this is a situation where they should have gone back and seen that there was, I mean, first of all, if... The aunt or whatever, I'm sure there was some explanation about the fact that the father and the mother are going through a divorce. That's why the young 18-year-old is here staying with her. I can't understand why they would just take this father's word for it and not try to investigate it further, and not even go back and see that an officer had been there
previously. It's just sloppy. There's no need to understand
it.
It's just sloppy police work.
I don't know that necessarily that's the case. I mean, if it's been called in, it was called in 12 hours before, yes, but let's go check it out again, just to make sure.
Got nothing better to do.
They might as well go check it out. Let's assume for a minute that she did all the things that he said. I mean, how far out of the realm of justification is he? I'm not sure.
I don't know either. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231, on the way. Mark, you got something about young children and being excluded. Does it hurt? Does it hurt for kids to be excluded? We'll find out on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
I used to